We're going to examine in Parsha Shlach the end of the Parsha, a series of a few short psukim, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Parsha of Mikoshesh Etzim. Three psukim. Vayiyu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Vayimtzu ish mikoshesh etzim v'yom ha-shabbos. Translated. Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar. They found someone who was cutting wood on Shabbos. Vayakrivu also. Thank you. Vayakrivu also. Hamotzim also mikoshesh etzim. Those that found him engaged in this activity brought him. Chazal, Gemara Sanhedrin, he was given Hasra, and even after Hasra, he went ahead and continued this activity. They bring him to Moshe and to Aaron, the Al Kol Arida. Vayanichu also b'mishmar. They put him. Let's translate b'mishmar in some sort of confinement. He lo farash mani yaselo. They didn't know what onesh should be meted out to him. They knew that he was a mechal shabbos. Mechal shabbos is liable for the death penalty, but they didn't know which particular onesh to meted out to him. My father, Shalom, was thunderstruck by these psukim. That's the only way I can describe it. Everything about these psukim is awkward and cumbersome beyond belief. Starting from the very beginning. Vayu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. Why is this piece of information important? We were in the Midbar. Of course we were in the Midbar. Where else in heaven's name would we be? From the moment we left Mitzrayim till we entered Eretz Yisrael, guess what? We were in the Midbar. Why did the Torah feel constrained to somehow apprise us of something which is fairly obvious, fairly evident? Secondly, Vayimtzu, they found. What is the nature of that statement? They found someone. The term Vayimtzu has many translations. I'm not going to resolve all the issues that I'm raising, because that would take a few hours. But Vayimtzu, very strange logic. They found. What does that mean, they found? After an arduous search? Why such a verb? They found someone, the Koshesh Eitzin, the Yom HaShabbat. Next pasuk is even more cumbersome. Vayakrivu also. They brought him near. Who brought him? Hamotzim also, the Koshesh Eitzin. I don't claim to have the greatest knowledge of the Hebrew language. My knowledge is competent. I would not have written the pasuk in such a fashion. I'd have rewritten the pasuk completely. As opposed to the Seder Hadvarim that's found here. And they bring it to Moshe, to Aaron, to Kol Ha'eda. That needs also explication. And then the third pasuk is even seemingly also mystifying. What in heaven's name is that all about? So the simple Pshuto Shemikra means a lot of explanation. I'm not focused on any of that tonight. I want to focus on something else. Kilo Farash Mari Yosero. I'm going to share. First, let's discuss what is well known. I'm sure this you're all familiar with. What Malacha, Allah says Malachas, did he violate? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, very famous machlokes in Shabbos and Tanvav. Some say he was Mabri Dalan Amos Rishas Rabin. He carried four Amos in Rishas Rabin, which is an issue of Otsah. Some say he was over on Kotzer, the language actually of mikoshesh refers to cutting. Kotsia means where you detach something that was mechubel kaka, that was attached to the ground, and you now detached it from its status of being mechubel. It's now tolish. And some say he was over on there. I'm not here to discuss these malachas. Also needs a few hundred hours. So that's what the Gemara mentions. But I'm going to share with you a comment of the Zohar, which is just completely out of the blue, I guess you could say, using a expression that my father Shalom was very fond of. These eitzim that he was bekoshesh were not stam eitzim, but rather they were the eitz hachayim and the eitz hadas. What in heaven's name does that mean? How is it possible lekoshesh eitzim me'eitz hachayim ve'eitz hadas? All of us remember the eitz hachayim and eitz hadas are primordial man in paradise, in Gan Eden. Those eitz are in Gan Eden. And we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was pretty much set up Shmira Katanit. No one should come there. Shalom B'Sav Hashem. That's what Rashi quotes in Bereshis, just to trigger your memories. So how in heaven's name can the Mekoshesh get there? If there was a security guard around the Eitz Hachayim with the Eitz Hadas. So the Zohar asks this question. And the Zohar answers that the Mekoshesh was not literally Koshesh Eitzim Eitz Hachayim Eitz Hadas. I'll read this lesson that I wrote down for myself. Ela Havadayik Al Ilein Ilonin Hey Ninayu Rab Al Achra. The Mekoshesh apparently was trying to figure out which of the two Eitzim is more Choshev. Is the Eitz Hachayim more Choshev than the Eitz Hadas? Or Pumfaker? Eitz Hadas more Choshev than the Eitz Hachayim? Where did this, shall we say, Hakira come from the Pasuk? The only answer could be from the Lashon of Mekoshesh. What is the Lashon of Mekoshesh connected to? A language of Hekesh Vahashva'a, such as Chazal. I have a number of Yidgum Levido Shatan Nidreshet by him. Among them is a Hekesh, Ein Hekesh Lemetza. This is the subject of half of Shas. This principle of Ein Hekesh Lemetza. The Yotzah of Ahisa, maybe you're familiar with Kedusha, I can give you a few others. So Chazal compare to Inyonim. So now, essentially, he was comparing the Eitz Hachayim to the Eitz Hadas. Which of the two, which one trumps the other? What in heaven's name is that all about? So we have to explain it. Alpi Nigma, I have no connection to Nisda. It's not my area. Ainli Asek Minasaros. I have enough difficulties with Nigma. So we will explain this, Alpi Nigma. And the explanation I heard from Hagoyin, I asked him what the Pshat desire is. Hagoyin, who have been to that in Sol Shlita many, many years ago. And on the spot, Kedarko Makedesh, he tells me the following. What exactly are the inyanim of Eitz Hachayim and Eitz Hadas? Well, let's perhaps read from a very well-known sefer. I assume you're probably familiar with Das Tvunos of the Ramchal of Shechayim Mitzadim. Tells you what Eitz Hachayim is. Eitz Hachayim, of course, we know is Kodesh Hashem. Eitz Hachayim is the Ratzon Hashem that is embedded in the Eitz Hachayim. Eitz Hachayim has no Das Tovara. That's what Eitz Hadas is all about. The distinction between Tov and Ra. So we know that at the end of the day, a person will be Zoche, the Chayim Netzach, to Eitz HaChayim, because that automatically means there's no room for Chet, no room for Misa. On the contrary, the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra means that you have Bechira. You have the possibility of making a choice. And as the Torah says, beginning of Parshas Ve'eh, the end of Parshas Nitzavim, u'bacharta b'chayim, we're given a choice. And we're told to choose appropriately, choose properly, and then to choose life. Choose the Tov. So a person can do that, or a person can chas v'shalom, go in the other direction. Abid Lashon of the Das Lulos. He writes the Eitz Chaim Hoya Bepirio Snula Lahachnis Belev Hanidia Hanachona Vadvekos Yahava Eilu Nisbar. What does Eitz Chaim represent? The ability of a person to really connect to Hashem Yisbarach in the most fulsome of ways, by Yediyah B'drachav HaKadoshim, and obviously choosing a life of Kedusha, by Yosholom Min HaNefesh HaTayimus and Mufanios, there's no connection to materialism, you're going to be totally separate from anything material. I'm skipping a little bit. Im HaYad HaMarishon Ocha Neitz HaChayim Lo Beitz HaDaas, had the HaMarishon chosen the Eitz HaChayim and not the Eitz HaDaas, Oya Mistabek V'Holech B'Kedusha Skondo. It would have been kadosh, completely sanctified, connected to Hashem Yisbarach, umisaneg alhod kedushaso lenetzach netzochim be'ein mafriya. It would have been connected to celestial beings, namely to Hashem Yisbarach, in the most wholesome of ways.
In like a balach.
Correct. Exactly. So now the question, which Rabbi Levinsohn understood this Zohar saying, is the following question. And I think it's a very legitimate, valid question. I have to be honest. My follower, Shalom, also understood it that way. Namely, what exactly is preferable in Avodas Hashem? What will be marbe more kvod shamayim? Will it be Eitz HaChayim? Bechira is taken away from me? No Bechira. This is your area. Rabba, Bar Nebuchad. And that also is a significant segment of this. If you look at Rishayim, I can give you a long list. The Ramban in Chumash, one of the most unbelievable Rambans. Probably one of the lengthiest Ramban in Chumash. And I'll just, in a nutshell, tell you what he says. A princely, the ultimate Bechira is when you lose your Bechira. The Bechira is only the Tzarato. You have no Bechira. No longer the choice between good and bad. You're only in one direction. In the morning, you don't have the issue that the Mishnah Berurah raised at the beginning of Shulchan Aruch HaChaim Siman Aleph. I'm, shall we say, in my warm, soft, very fluffy kind of bed, surrounded by pillows and cushions, and it's the winter. Why should I bother getting up? Why would I get up? Why would I leave this kind of... We have two psychiatrists here. So, we're well armed. Why should I get out of that kind of environment that I'm ensconced in? And many people, I deal with young people who have that issue. I don't have that issue at all. Not because I'm molded by the highest of my goodness, but because that's the way I've been trained my whole life. And on the contrary, if I were not to get up, I would feel guilty for the rest of my life. Now, it doesn't mean I have to doubt Masike. I'm not holding myself to my dreams. Sometimes I do, and often I don't, especially given these hours that we're talking about. And given the fact that I sometimes don't go to sleep, you probably go at a normal hour because you're an outstanding, wonderful, normal person. I don't lead a normal kind of life. I can go to sleep at 2 o'clock, 2:30, so it's a bit hard to get up at the 4:30 when you get up, 4:45. Anyway, but it's pasha to me. It's been pasha my whole life. That there's no discussion. I don't understand the whole discussion. I don't have any Sahara who tells me sleep another hour or two. Not impossible. Not even half a minute. First of all, I have too many shirum to prepare. I have too much to do. Too many people to interact with. Okay, so that was the ideal. Is that the ideal? Well, no. Better we should have avodah mitoch bechira. It's hadas. That's obviously the ideal. Pasha, which would, if someone were to ask me, which of the two is preferable? Clearly, not the one that I just spoke about. The other, no doubt about it. Asiyas Ratzon Hashem Mitoch Bechira. That's what every person should do. Namely, there's much more Kvod Shamayim. If I do something as an automaton, automatically, and let's call it the Pavlovian reflex, without any kind of thinking whatsoever, and I move just in one direction, there's no possibility of moving in another direction. So clearly, that's not the ideal. And what is the Torah perspective? Poof, fuck it. Just the opposite. But we are using that. Namely, the Torah wants a situation where if you don't carry out the Ratzon Hashem, That's the greatest chilul Hashem that one could possibly be guilty of. How does one mekadesh Shem Shamayim? By moving only in one direction, the tzaratzah. Why is bechira? Why is free choice considered to be a chilul Hashem? So there are many mishalim that have been given to explain this. Imagine for a moment that there was a war that breaks out. Chas v'shalom. Let's not use Israel. Let's use some other countries. A war breaks out between England and Germany. And the English chief general now says, you know, let me think. Should I support England or should I support Germany? This is the English chief general. He has such a sophist. What would we say about such a general? His head should be placed clearly detached from his body. Very quickly. He's a Rebbe Malchus. He's a Boget Gamur. Miyad, what should he do? Gather all of his forces, strategize. I'm going to navigate this war and literally put together all the different elements, Air Force, Army, all the different groupings, and not to even have a suffix. Maybe I should side on the German side. That would be avon chamur shem tamo. That'd be treachery, treason of the worst order. So too, regarding Bechira. Person has a habit to deviate. The Metzia said, a person, should I observe Shabbos? Should I not observe Shabbos? Should I eat kosher? Should I not eat kosher? That is merida the Malchus Shabbat. That's rebelling against the Malchus of Hashem Barach, and therefore it's clearly better that the person should become an automaton. I don't mean an automaton without feelings. I don't mean an automaton without humanity. Of course, with humanity and with feelings, and let me discuss this. That's what I'm going to focus on. This is just a little preamble to the topic. So now we have to examine the parasha with my sheet. Here it is. Of the Koshesh. This was the subject according to the Zohar. Al Ilein Ilonin, which of the two? Hey Minayu, Rav Al Achra. Which one is more choshev than the other? Is the Eitz HaChayim more choshev? Are the Eitz HaDas talking about? Namely, should my Avodas Hashem be of an automatic, reflexive kind of nature? Well, no, it should be an Avodah Mitoch Bechira. What was the Maskana? Maskana was of the Mikoshesh, Avodah Mitoch Bechira. Clearly, trumps the other Avodah, which is automatic. And says the Zoya, he wasn't choshesh lechvod kono. That's the lashon of the Zoya. So therefore, what did he do? He went. There was the choshesh eksev yom haShabbos. Shabbos is a day which is kulo gilui kol shamayim. Shabbos is eitz haChayim. The most hakol are the mechina of eitz hadas. You must have all. We don't know that only the Ribbono Shel is the one who's being manning the Bria. On the contrary, it looks like that I am playing a major role. I, human being, I have what to do. And I go ahead and engage all kinds of activity. I am Choresh, I am Zoreya. I do all the agricultural, agronomic activities. And therefore, clearly, I'm the one who's responsible. I am involved in high tech. I am essentially navigating civilization. I'm directing traffic. So there's a Hester Kvot Shamayim in the Me'achol. But on Shabbos, person doesn't do anything. Person is completely passive, quiescent. And there, as the Pasuk says, the Yidya Breshis, that the Rebbe Shem is the one who is clearly running the Bria. So, Chilul Shabbos of the Mekoshi Sheitzim over here is a reflection of the fact that Shabbos was not so choshev in his eyes. Chol was more significant to him. And he was mechal Shabbos before, whatever the particular avir was, as I mentioned at the very outset. But in Penimius HaDvarim, when one examines the matter carefully, what was the chet? He thought better that I should be misnayig on Shabbos kimo b'yom ha'chol, the kosher sheisim, and yet to still believe that Hashem ha'chol ishmo ha'chol. It's possible to do avirah, and yet, Hashem Echad v'Shema Echad, that's a tremendous nisayon. But the Torah said it's also. The Torah knows that if a person works in the course of the 7-day week, at the end he may come to the maskana that I'm the one who directs traffic. I'm the one who's navigating the shoals. I'm the one who's at the console, controlling everything. And he won't come to the correct maskana that Hashem is the one who directs traffic. The Torah wants that one day a week, one should recognize only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only he is operating in this world. If you don't dedicate one day a week to that, then Chas V'Shalom you might come to dig for you. And apparently, that's exactly the same story that occurred with other Arisha. Other Arisha, because of the Eitz of the Nachash, who enticed him, so he decided, no, I'm not going to operate automatically, but rather I'm going to enter into Masa of Bechira. And the Nachash essentially told Chava that without the Eitz Ahara that came about, how the Eitz Ahara enter, that's another Pasha Mesubecha Jekamo, how the Eitz Ahara was outside the individual, had it insinuated itself in the individual, and this Arbid Yom Nishpach, Rabbi Pumasim Mishtabu, Abdeslo, the Sag the Rocha, Michel Leo, a lengthy Arichus on this particular issue. And the Eitz Ahara insinuated itself. It was outside the person at the beginning, but the Nachash contended that without the Eitz Ahara, namely, that came through the Eitz Hadas, Avodas Hashem will not be of the Madrega that it could be. And therefore, a person has no Eitz Ahara, which tries to entice him to do the opposite. So then, if he has the Eitz Ahara, and yet he still does Avodas Hashem, that's a much higher Madrega. For that, he's going to receive a major schar, way over and above the person who came to the level where he does things automatically and flexibly, as I said earlier. Of course, you understand very well that, as I indicated a moment ago, that one of the chisronos that we have is that, according to this understanding of things, is that we have this kind of choice, and therefore having a choice according to what I'm saying, and a person chooses it correctly and appropriately, is a great chalasha. But the Gemara actually has this discussion in other contexts, and I'll tell you that which you certainly can relate to and certainly understand what I'm about to discuss. Who's in the high madrega? Tzadik shalochata kol yomo. Tzadik, whose entire life was literally that of a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, never seen the day in his life. Is he on a high madrega than someone who committed a chet and then was able to do tshuva? Or maybe as Chazal said, the Gemara Brachos. What about Rishon, about the Rambam? But Mokim Shiva, the tshuva on him, I feel the Tzadik Gomer in Yachol Amo. My Rebbe, I know one thing, Chazal, explain this to me the following way. A tzaddik climbs the ladder, rung by rung. A bal tshuva, or someone of that ilk, he tends to not be, shall we say, very anchored. But he is able to get this unbelievable thrust. He told this to me in the days of the Sputnik. I don't know if anyone here remembers the Sputnik. The first Russian cosmonauts who went into space and had to escape Newton's gravitational, the Earth's gravitational pull. So they required an enormous amount of thrust in order to do that. And so he's thrust into outer space because he's a Baal Tshuva. And he gets these unbelievable, I guess you might call it, almost incredibly exhilarating and exciting kind of impulses. So he can be thrust very quickly up there, but he also can fall down and falter in a very serious kind of way. The water goes rung by rung. Each step of the way, he's anchored. He's able to establish a beachhead, a foothead, shaking the other person. So if we find what seems to be in Machlokes and Agada, on the one hand, wow, Tzadik Gomer. The other hand, Bagam Sheh, Bal Tshuva Omdin, I feel Tzadik Gomer, Bechal Nagam, we find the Chazal, the flipping desiderata regarding this matter. Abdesla always writes that when it comes to Inyani Agada and Kabbalah, there's no Machlokes. If I'm a Machlokes, it's not really a Machlokes in the halachic sense, but rather two Bechinas in the same meaning. That's how the Abdesla, they say there, writes in Nichtam Eliyahu. So therefore, how do you explain these two positions that seem to be diametrically opposed one to the other? So the answer is that there are two ways to measure, there are two barometers to calibrate Yodel Hamitzvah Gadol Aschar. One is, let's say, let's call it the Fum Tzar Agma. The more tzar, the more a person invests energy, expends effort, that's the schar. The greater the tzar, the greater the schar. Someone who works hard to be mekayem kind of mitzvahs is going to get greater schar. On the other hand, that means, well, let's press finish this. So from that perspective, the Magmish Baal Teshuva, no question about it. Baal Teshuva has to work exceptionally hard. He has to overcome a lot of his past and has to really get that, as I said, 10,000 pound thrust. And he's Kovish his Yetzer, I said around by Silva Teshuva, in Berg Zayin, the lengthy Rambam on this topic, on the Maila of the Baal Teshuva. And therefore, his Chai will be tremendous because he's someone, Shetoam Tam Chet. He was able to somehow to control his Yetzara. But there's another way of calibrating the madrega of a person, namely Shleimus Avoda. Where's the person in terms of, has he reached that level, Shleimus Avoda? No question. Tzaddikim are in a completely different realm than a Baal Teshuva. They have achieved Shleimus Avoda. And therefore they come to very high madregas, way beyond a regular Baal Teshuva. And this is actually, shades of this can be found in so many different places of this dualism, and this dialectic. I'll just give you one or two examples. This is an example that always my father Shom was very into. Ayi Yitzhak ben Arboim Shona, Yitzhak is 40, Bekachter was 50, he married Zivka, Bas Besil Aramim, Yipadan Arom, Achais Loban Aramim, Loban Isha. So the Torah is a little bit lengthy in the description of whom Rivka was. Bas Besul Harami, Mipadan Aram, Achais Lovan Harami. Why did the Torah have to be so expansive? The famous Rashi. Rashi said, La'agi Shibcha, Shahisa Bas Rasha, she's the daughter of a scheming, conniving fella. Vachais Rasha, the sister of a Rasha. The whole place is a bunch of banditi. That's what one of my rabbis used to call people of that ilk. Somehow she was able to emerge from that. A lot of interesting theories have that possible. Nurture versus nature. And right after that, what does the Torah say? Mamish yetzad that. A person or two later. Vayetad Yitzhak Vashem Menochav Ishto. Yitzhak is davening. And what does the Torah say? Vayasav Hashem. Whose prayers does Hashem listen to? His. Why? Says Rashi, Loi v'lo lo. His prayers are more effective than hers. Why? Shenedem et tzil tzadik ben Rasha, lo tzil tzadik ben tzadik. How do you compare tzadik, the son of a tzadik, a genetic righteous code, to someone who's the child of a Rasha? Wow. A spear of a ben. No spear. Tzvei divya. Rashi, he's brisk. Affinity. And then basically, it really depends on the issue. As far as Shleimus HaTfilah is concerned, there's no question that who trumps? Yitzhak comes to a much higher madrega than Rivka. He is someone who emanates from great tzaddikim. However, Lefum Tzaira Agra, if we measure it using that parameter, no question that Rivka is much better than Yitzhak. She comes from the house of a Russian. Different criteria for different elements. And so too, the Gavi Avodas Ha'odom. Avodim Mitok Bechira, which is basically, maybe perhaps all of you are the tzaddik involved, I'm not. So we have to work very hard. A lot of koshi, a lot of tsar, and there's great ischar. But you, because you're all tzaddikim, so therefore the Shleimus Avoda, you're on a higher, I kind of madrega. And that is the madriga of Avodah without Bechira. Let me just now turn to the, again, in this vein, the Torah in this week's parasha speaks about the Chena Baragu. That's exactly the same issue. The beginning of the parasha, the Torah said, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Baragu, V'hizchazakten ulekachten b'pri aretz. What does it say in the Zoya? Moshe wanted them that you should take from what? They tzachayim. The Zohar connects the beginning of the parasha to the end of the parasha. I'll read the Lashon of Zohar. He wanted, I'm not going to read the whole Zohar, I wrote it in Arabic. that Moshe wanted them to take Beis Achayim, and what did they do? They dafka took Anovim, Berimonim, Uteimim, the Beilana Achra, Talion, Vachidon, because they were told that on another Elon, namely, they Sadas, Tobura. Again, in the Esek with the Saros, the Pashim Shah, like what I said a moment ago, is also to be understood here as well. The Rabbanim wanted to be Eved Hashem in the Matzah of Bechira, Betomara, wanted to be able to have a choice, and they'll make a decision. And then when they decided, I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael, it's true that Eretz Yisrael is a land, Eretz Hashem, Hashem, Elokeinu, the Pasuk says over there, and you can't. Dorish Yosa, Tomid Eni Hashem, Elokeinu, Beresh Hashanah, Lach Yishanah. It's a land where the Hashkocha is Golui, Shein Kamo, more than Chutz Aretz. We have the Beis Hamikdash, the Gedish Kadoshim, Eretz Yisrael, the Kudoshim, much more than anywhere else. And Nisim occurred B'derach HaKeva on an ongoing basis. But undoubtedly, the rest of Eretz Yisrael is also Zohar to Nisim. And the Ramban has a famous Shita that you're all familiar with, that Hashkoch and Eretz Yisrael is far greater to direct Hashkoch as opposed to anywhere in Chutz Aretz. Now the Ramban accentuates this idea. Well known, the Ramban says there were cities in Chutz Aretz that were no better than Sdom Amora. And yet, they were not destroyed. You know why? Because they're Chutz Aretz. The Hashkoch there is not so golden. The Hashkoch there is not so clear. Ramban Vayikra. Over there in Paragraphs. Stone Mount Boris and Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, I could go off and Martin Hebe would say, Yvonne Mukhan Labon say that he's not going to simply take what goes on in Stone Mount Boris and simply permit it to continue. So, therefore, I think I mentioned this already a number of times. I deal with very young Talmidim. And they say, Rosh Hashiva, why do you want to make me into a tzaddik at such a young age, 18, 19, 20? Let me enjoy life. 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Yes, until when? Till my middle age. Let me enjoy myself. Maybe when I get to your age, okay, I'll consider becoming a tzaddik. So my response to them is, and their point is that clearly there's a sakana becoming a tzaddik. It's like the Rebbe is going to be tomer from him much more than a tomer from someone like me. Wants to have a good time in life, Hashem is not going to really trouble me because I'm ke'ilu, I'm living in Chutz Aretz. I can do whatever I want. And Hashem is not going to impact me. And you're telling me, and that's Yisrael, it's far more severe, the enormity of punishment. So it's much more dangerous. I don't want to be a tzaddik, that's much more dangerous. This is what basically what they told me. They don't use the chazal the way I do, but this is more or less what they have in mind. And my only response is, wow, I hope it's a shame to get past all this. If you realize what it means to be a tzaddik and the madrigas you come to and the kind of tzvegas that Hashem is brought to the mizochet, so trust me, you will run. You will literally be running at top speed to become a tzaddik. You won't want to remain in that chutzaris kind of mode, in the mode that you are presently in. Trust me, I'm telling you that I always tell them that among the proofs I bring to the existence of God, I can't discuss all the philosophical proofs with them. They're not holding by it. I am, but they're not. So I tell them, I told you already many times, one proof, Trump was elected president of the United States several years ago. Clearly, must be Yad Hashem. But the second proof is, if you would meet Gedolei Yisrael, you would believe in Hashem Yad. There's no way that these Gedolei Yisrael can be produced without Ribbono Shel Olam's intervention. You met Rav Moshe Feinstein, you would be yet become a Mami Mashem 10,000%. You met Rav Sheber, Soloveitchik Zatzal. You met Eidi Sadikim, you met Rav Zalman Oyebach. You would be yet become a tzaddik overnight. No way otherwise, not possible. There's no way to produce these people without Limud HaTorah, without connection to Hashem Yisbarach. I said to them, does anything like this exist in the world at large? I even give names. Schwarzenegger, all kinds of people that I don't have much knowledge of, but here and that, here and there. And even their favorite was that guy, the basketball player, Gary Nador.
LeBron, not LeBron, this is Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan!
Mommy from that.
Daily Inum! And Tiger, what's that Tiger's name? The Ralph man. Tiger Wolf! Something like that.
Woods!
Is that Daily Inum? But in their personal lives, they leave a little bit to be desired. That's the understatement of the year. So, my point is simply that if Klaus and Shalom call yourself misbehaves and ask yourself, we know the results. The Torah is pretty clear about it. Getting passion for Kosai, Kosai Telecho, Asadi Shemecha Beitah, and also our Sibulam, it's a Sadi Temperio, Isimachan Daish and Botsur. So, now back to the Baragdan. So, the Baragdan decide, you know something, we better remain in the Midbar, better in the Futsaritz mode, better in the Kef mode, if you will, better in the mode of Hester Bonim. Better in the mode of having to make a choice. Okay, we decide that this is the choice we're going to make. We're not going to Eretz Yisrael. But that was a massive, an egregious error. That's the same error that was made by the Marishon. The same error that was made by the Mekoshi Sheitzim Yom HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect you to do Mesim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the opposite. That you should, in effect, ultimately recognize the beauty and value of a Torah lifestyle. Embrace that. Connect with it 100%, and there is a cell. There's a much greater possibility. I tell people, why should they make Aliyah? I said this a few weeks ago in Chutz Laaretz when I spoke at a Friday night Oneg to about 150 people. You come to Eretz Yisrael, you'll see the Yad Hashem b'chush, palpably. You'll feel it. You'll know that he's Mani Dailon. All the Nisim that we're surrounded with, Chutz Laaretz, I feel bad for you. You believe in the Almighty Dollar, you're much closer to the Kfira. And you're more likely to be Nimshach HaKeches Acherim. And not after Hashem is Barach. Rashi explains this in Chumash, in Rashi in Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, and the Ramban actually in Vayikra Yutches, over there in Acherimos, the ideal Makom for Avodas Hashem is not going to exist. What we do in Chutz Laaretz, as we mentioned, Hatziv L'Chatzi Yudin, the Navi, simply is a practice session of Tagil in order to know how to behave once we come to Eretz Yisrael. So the Raglim, they prefer the Anhoga Nisteres of Chutz Laaretz over the Anhoga Guya of Eretz Yisrael. The Mekoshesh also preferred the Anhoga Nisteres of Yimei Achol over the Anhoga of Yom HaShabbos. Our Sheifa is not necessarily, as I said, to accentuate that element of Bechira, our Sheifa is to accentuate the fact that we're going to come to a point where there will be no Bechira. Now let me just add one more thing, and that is according to one day in the Gemara, one day it tells us that Gemara and Shabbos, who was the Mekoshesh? Slocha. It's one day in the Gemara. We're on the Asadivah of base. Point to that. It comes out that no Slocha, what were they trying to do? They wanted to be misaking the Chid of their father. They asked for Moshe Rabbeinu to no longer achuza b'soch achayavim. They wanted the nachal Eretz Yisrael. They understood. You want to be mechuba to Kodesh? Where will that happen? Dafka kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Not like their father. He preferred chol al pnei Kodesh. And they said, no. We want to have Kodesh over chol. The Gemara tells us that famous Gemara, also in Shabbos, I'll read the Rosh of the Gemara, that there's a story of a chassid who saw there was a breach in the gader of his field. So he decided, I'm going to fix the breach. The breach means a gaping pirtza. And he remembered, oh, today's Shabbos. So then, even though he was a shogay, he imposed the knas upon himself just for the machshava, just for the thought that he wanted to somehow fix the breach on Shabbos. And he decided, I will never fix it forever. Lord, that pirtza is going to remain a pirtza. And what happened? Bilmokam HaPirtza, one of the most famous eitzim in the case of the Volchim, emerged. The kinkla bush, I think that's what they call it in English. The tzlaf, which has different components to it. Also beautiful sugars in Shas, as far as brachas are concerned. That's what emerged, the tzlaf, by itself. And he was able to be nene for the pirtza of the tzlaf, huban shebeso koyonah. Said the Ari HaKadosh. Who is that chassid? Ogil Gulat Slocha. A few I know. So he was the Gilgal. Chazal say Slavcha. And that's Merumah's Slavchan. That's what grew the place of that Pirzah. So this Maaseh Chassidus that he did regarding Shabbos, that he counted himself, the Tivish Rasadin, for a Machshava, Chilul Shabbos, that Shaliyotza Klaal HaPoal, he didn't even carry it out. Just a Machshava, thought. That was the Tikkun for the Chilul Shabbos in the Midbar. So basically, what did the Bnei Slavcha do? They were trying to search for more Kedusha, and that's what basically our life should be. That's what we should try to do. Lama Nigara. They're looking to give a kind of mitzvah on Pesach. Now they're tummy, but after Chayka, they can't do it. Let's see what we can do to somehow fix things. But also, I'm looking for more Kedusha, for Chelgen Eretz Yisrael. That's the tikkun to Pchei Tzadas. That's the tikkun that we're looking for. We want to come to a point. V'yom shekula Shabbos and Nucha, v'chay yavondim, v'chay yavondim.
Saying that you should make yourself into a mukhrach,
into a
mukhrach, where you have to do it.
That's the all in shame. I'm going to look at Abban Chomish, Sadigo, Kuzari. Give it a long list. All of each one in their own way. That's the ultimate Bechira is to lose it.
But you've chosen that path to do that.
Obviously, there's a